Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Norma Mintz, and today we will be studying Daniel Perek Yud, Chapter 10. Yesterday we learned Perek Tet, Chapter 9, in which Daniel contemplates the 70-year prophecy of Yirmiyahu. He prays to Hashem to bring about the redemption, though first acknowledging Bnei Yisrael's sins and the just nature of God's punishment. He then pleads with Hashem to redeem his nation, arguing that this would serve to highlight God's greatness to the larger world. The angel, Gavriel, then appears and explains that Bnei Yisrael will first have to endure a period of 70 sabbaticals. Only after that time will we finally reach the end of days. The final three prakim of our Sefer will comprise Daniel's final vision during the time of King Cyrus, or Koresh. In the first parak of Daniel, Ibn Ezra explained that Daniel was 15 years old when he was first brought to the palace of Nebuchadnezzar. If that is correct, Daniel is likely around 90 years old at the time of this vision. Daniel explains that at the time of this vision, he had been engaged in rituals of mourning for a period of 3 weeks. Rashi even understands this to be 3 weeks' worth of years, or 21 years, as we had seen in the previous parak. Rashi's calculation likely would mean that he understood that Daniel fasted from the time of Darius the Mede's kingship through the completion of the Second Temple's rebuilding, which is a period of time that adds up to around 18 years. Most other commentators in this parak seem to say it is simply 21 literal days, which seems to be the simpler understanding of the text. Rav Sadia HaGaon actually addresses the question of whether these 3 weeks of mourning might in fact be the 3 weeks of mourning that we observe in our times, from Shivasar B'Tammuz until Tisha B'Av. But he explains multiple reasons why this is not so, including the fact that Shivasar B'Tammuz is a date that commemorates a second temple event, so it was not even yet significant. During this time, Daniel does not partake in white refined bread, or lechem chamudot, wine or meat, and he does not use oils for his skin, a regular hygienic practice of his time. Why, though, is Daniel mourning? Considering that Daniel is living in the times of Koresh, the Persian king who allows the rebuilding of the Second Temple, this should be a period of celebration. Rashi explains that Daniel was mourning the halting of the building of the temple, which is described in the fourth parak of Ezra as a result of social pressures. While Koresh did invite the exiles to return and rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, in Ezra parak Dalid, we see that this process becomes stalled for a considerable amount of time, so Daniel here is reacting to the intense disappointment of the potential redemption not materializing. According to Pasuk Dalid, or verse 4, we learn that the date is the 24th day of the first month. Biblically, the first month generally refers to Nisan, in which case that would mean that Daniel's period of mourning has taken place over the Pesach holiday, as he has been doing so the prior 3 weeks. This is certainly a surprising detail, and Ibn Ezra argues that it is unlikely, as how would Daniel have abstained from wine during the Seder? Instead, Ibn Ezra asserts that the first month here is likely the first month during which Koresh became king. On this date, Daniel stands by the Tigris River, the Chidekel, and there he finds a unique individual. This man, who we see is clearly no typical human, wearing linen garments, perhaps reminiscent of a Kohen, and girded with gold and jewels, perhaps alluding to a warrior. The sixth pasuk describes his appearance. It states that his body is like Tarshish, a stone from the Choshen that is likely a blue color. His face is lightning, his eyes are like torches of fire, and his arms and legs looked as though they were made of copper. His voice also echoes, sounding like the voice of multitudes. No one else sees him but Daniel, though others in Daniel's presence sense the figure and they flee in fear. While this figure is unnamed in the psukim, Rashi in multiple places assumes this angel is Gavriel, as he's already been a presence for Daniel in our previous prakim, and I will refer to the angel as Gavriel based upon that assumption. Daniel himself appears to be overcome by the experience of the vision, and he falls to the ground into a deep sleep, though Gavriel awakens him and attempts to reassure him, calling him Daniel, Ish Chamudot, a man who is greatly beloved. Interestingly, he shares that same diction with the word Chamudot as the refined bread that Daniel does not eat during this period of mourning. Gavriel has him stand while he remains trembling, and the angel tells him not to be afraid and explains that Hashem wants him to understand, particularly due to his devotion, and that he was sent specifically because of his prayers to God. Gabriel then describes how an angel representative of the kings of Persia had delayed him for 21 days from reaching Daniel to deliver his message, even as the angel Michael had come to his aid. Now that he has arrived, he wants to share with Daniel more regarding a vision of the end of days. Once again, Daniel is very overcome and he is struck silent. He falls to his face, but the angel touches his mouth, and Daniel then states that he will not be able to endure this conversation, as it weakens him to engage with the angel in this manner. Still, Gabriel continues to touch him and reassure him, and this strengthens Daniel. Finally, Gabriel asks him, "Do you know why I have come to you?" He then states that he must return to continue to battle with the angel representative of Persia, though after he will be victorious, and he will have to contend with the Greek representative angel. But he concludes that he will share with Daniel what is inscribed in a true script, regarding which no one will be able to strengthen him, Gabriel, other than the aforementioned angel Michael. What is this inscribed true script, which is presumably the answer to the angel's question of why he has come to Daniel? That will be answered in the continuation, which takes place in the coming perek. Today we learn the 10th perek of Daniel, which finds Daniel in mourning for 3 weeks during the reign of Koresh. On the 24th day of the month, Daniel stands by the shore of the Chidekel, and he encounters a striking figure who is clearly not human, who has brought a message for Daniel. Daniel is very overwhelmed and afraid, and he falls to his face in a deep sleep, but the angel revives him and encourages him, explaining that God sent him to Daniel because Daniel's actions have made him so dear to God. The angel was delayed, having been held back by an angel representative of Persia, even as the angel Michael tried to help Daniel's angel. He tells the frightened Daniel that he must return to continue to fight with the angel of Persia, but that he will return to share with Daniel the truth regarding the end of days. Thank you for studying together Le'iloi Nishmat, Malka Esther, Bat Svi Yosef.